5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Let's go.
It's so true. I'm the storyteller, dropping the realness from my experience.
HRS in the building. Me and boundaries, we ain't never been friends.
Yeah, it's a logical genius. I don't think you're ready for this knowledge I'm about to drop.
You are now listening to
My 5 Cents.
My 5 Cents.
My 5 Cents Podcast. Welcome to the My 5 Cents Podcast. Let me go ahead and introduce the cast of characters. To my right, I think that's my right, we got HLS.
Habitual line stepper in the building. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, man? You look good. I like that salmon color. It's a nice color.
Thank you, man. I'm getting ready for spring, man. Spring is here. The weather's changing, man. Like, you know, got to dress the part.
Yeah, I feel like that's real Easterish what you got going on right there. Like, okay, getting ready for the bunny. All right, we with it. And to my diagonal bottom, we got the logical genius.
What's up, everyone? The logical one is back in the building. Ready for another episode. Let's go.
Let's go. And welcome to another episode of the My 5 Cents Podcast, the podcast that provides you with perspective and the art of persuasion, where we bring on a guest and we turn him into a judge to make sense of it all. So our topic for this week is 5 side hustles. I don't know if you've ever had a hustle, but I've had a hustle. So I feel real, real good about this. And especially, we talked about Easter, we talked about spring, tax season is coming.
Yep.
So, you know, Uncle Sam's gonna want his piece. So we gotta make sure that our books are in order when it comes to our side hustles. And we have a great guest that is here to talk to us about it all. Our guest is a sports lover based out of Montreal. He has a true passion for anything sports, online business, and family. He has worked at a call center for 15 years. From there, he started his own digital marketing agency. His versatility has led him to be a high school basketball coach, a Meta ads creator, an affiliate marketer. You can find him on YouTube at The Edge of Freedom. Please welcome to the show, Edwin from The Edge of Freedom. Welcome, man.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, we will be talking about side hustles, online, offline, everything. I'm just happy to be here with you guys, man, and share the knowledge to the people.
So let me start you off with our icebreaker, which is, what is your superpower and how has it assisted you in your journey?
Oh, man. My superpower? Positivity. Straight positivity. In any situation, whether it's life, no matter, we're talking about life, we're talking about what? Girls, school, business, money. And health, everything, I mean. So you just got to stay positive, man. Ever since I was a baby, I think I came out positive.
Absolutely. So the Edge of Freedom, what's its meaning? What does it stand for?
That's a very good question, Social Juve. And nobody's actually asked me this question in a long time.
You know, we ask some hard-hitting questions here in the podcast. Some hard-hitting questions.
To me, the main goal of life is to live your designed life of freedom. Whether you want to live alone in an African country, or you want to be surrounded by your family in the same hood. Now, my nickname in high school that I was given was Edge. So I just put both of them together ever since I started my side hustle life. So I was looking for a specific name to represent my company, and I just put my name in it. So I put at the Edge of Freedom agency. So because my first company was an agency. So that's where it comes from. So I stuck with it and people seem to like it.
Being your own business person, what kind of drive and motivation does someone have to kind of start their own agency, start their own business? Because it's not for the faint of heart. It's not easy for anyone to just pick up and say, hey, I want to be a business owner today. Kind of walk us through the mindset in terms of like, what are some of the simple steps if someone did have a good idea and they want to get it off the ground?
To me, the first thing, I've been in and out of, you know, side hustles while working a 9-to-5 job. a lot in my life, over 20 years. So, but the main thing that keeps you going is your why. So you actually have to sit down. I had a mentor when I was young, around 19, 18. He told me you have to sit down and write your why. So the reason why you want to start an online business, or you want to become an entrepreneur, or anything that you do, basically, even if you want like a higher position at your job, you have to figure out why, right? And his phrase that he told me, like, it stayed with me for the rest of my life. Like, I still read it every morning. So it's, if your why doesn't make you cry, then you don't have a why. So it has to be strong enough that the day is that you guys don't want to record a podcast, be like, yo, my why, when I read it, when I think about it, I'm like, yo, I put my 5 cents podcast shirt on, my hat on, and then we just press record and then we go to work. So to me, that's the number one thing that keeps me going. And I always share that story because that's the main thing for me.
No, and you're right? Having that why is your North Star. What are some of the, outside of the why, right? Outside of the why and using that as your North Star, what are some of the techniques or advice you can give people who may find it hard, like, you know, they hit that roadblock or they hit that point in life and they're like, ugh, like, is the why enough for them? If it's not enough, is there something else that they can do, think, try from your perspective that can help them continue to motivate them?
For sure, Logical Genius. And you actually answered your own question. And it's to try something. Just try it out. I'm gonna tell you guys the story that changed my life. So yes, I worked like 15 years in a call center, but my last call center was in life insurance. So before it was mainly, you know, cell phone companies or banking industry. I studied in finance and, you know, marketing and general business. So I was in that field a lot. But when you get calls about people, you know, passing away and family members calling, you know, to set up to see what type of insurance they have, your mind shifts and you think about life differently. So I think 6 months in that type of environment, I was already looking for a side hustle on YouTube. I actually bought things to, you know, to start working on that. Did not pan out, but I will tell you, I found a 16-year-old who was making $10,000 a month. I did not believe him. So it took me a month to actually try his course. When I bought the course, I was like, just do what he says. Everything. He was like, you need to read this book. I read the book. He was 16. I was 30, 31. So after doing exactly what he said in the course, I made money online.
Wow.
With a side hustle that I had no idea what I was doing. So that's how I opened my agency, because I tried.
What's the name of the book?
Yeah. Drop that gem.
The first book was Rich Dad Poor Dad. I had already read it, but I had to read it again. The other book was Think and Grow Rich. That was the big book.
Okay. Yep. Another one as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's funny that you mentioned that you found this kid or this person that was doing like a program, because you see that stuff on TV, right? I'm gonna help you sell real estate, follow this program, and they have all these testimonies, but you don't know these people, you don't know them from a hole in the wall.
Could be paid,
right? And like, are they really making money? Yeah, give me money to make money, basically, right? You know, and I get the whole there, you gotta spend money to make money, right? That's an age old saying, right? Mm-hmm. But to hear someone that you know say, went through that process, I'm like, you know, I went to this dude that was selling a process, basically, or a training for a process, and it worked. I made money. That's very interesting to hear, like surprising to hear, I'll be honest with you. And obviously, these things must work, because why would they continue to be around? You know, all these different programs where people are signing up and trying to make money unless it's working. And I guess it's all about what you put into it.
Yeah. Can only get out as much as you put in.
That's right.
So you Talk about YouTube and getting into this online space. With the internet being just so big and so many avenues, how would you guide someone to be focused in a particular area to get growth? Growth in, the business, getting funds, securing funds, making more funds, because at the end of the day, we're trying to make money, right?
I would suggest to start with your network, because we can't forget the fundamentals. Because we might have a friend who knows everything, or an uncle, right? Which will make it easy. Of course, with the internet, we have access to all the information. Now it depends on whom you get the information. Like, are you comfortable? Are you like, is the information, you know, logical? Is it, you know, it really going to help you? So I would start with the network. And then for sure, online YouTube, there's a lot of information that, you know, people can try. I would say try, learn, and then you'll be able to like, to be like, okay, I like this side hustle, because it didn't take me 6 months to make a dollar. Or it didn't take me, you know, 3 months to learn how to actually sell a product, create a product, or, you know, create ads and things like that. So you get, after you learn, you get the skill. And what's most important online to me today, right now, for real, once you have the skill, you're good. Once you learn the skill, you can do it your own self and you can sell it.
All right, so we're going to talk about some other things. We're going to talk about the 5 side hustles, or the 5 best side hustles that are out there. So, Logical Genius, go ahead and explain to Edwin what is going to happen next.
All right, Edge. HLS, Social Juve, and I are going to debate what the top 5 side hustles are. We need to decide who has the best list, and you being the expert that you are, will be the one to decide this. So each of us are going to present to you our 5 cents on the best side hustles. At the end of it, you get to decide who's in third place, because we need to know who the loser is. We don't give a damn about second place. And we want to know who is number one, who is numero uno, who has the best list.
So now, Edwin, you know business, you know marketing, you know all this stuff. And there are certain things, there's certain criteria they have to abide by. Right? Whether you have to post a certain time, whether it's routine, there's certain things you have to live by. For this show, there's none of that.
None.
You might like the fact that my list makes the most sense. And that's why you choose me as number one.
You might like the fact that I'm your favorite cousin. And that's why you choose me as number one.
It's already a setup.
You saw that, right? Yeah, I was trying to keep that part under wraps. He's notorious for putting people's business in the street.
I'll put it out there.
I can't. Yeah, it's completely up to you. It's
whatever you decide. But what you have to decide on now is you get to choose who goes first.
You know what? I'm going to go with my boy, the Logical Genius.
Ooh, pressure.
Grab a pillow, because it's going to be super underwhelming.
Oh, boy. Listen, I'll give you time to Google your list, HLS. So take some time for that. So this is a very interesting topic, because there's so many side hustles. And I think we all had side hustles at one point, multiple side hustles at one point from knowing each other. And I know the different jobs that So Juve has had, HLS has had, some of the side jobs we had together. So we know a lot about side hustle business. So my approach to this is minimal resources on your end with the best returns, right? Because this is a side gig. Assuming that everyone has a full-time job and this is, you know, this isn't what your main source of income is. So at number 5, I have an OnlyFans account.
You're going straight for the jugular off the rip.
I love it.
Here's my logic. All you need is a phone. Everyone has a phone. All you need is an app. Everyone can get an app on their phone, right? So basically, if you pay your phone bill, you are have access to creating an OnlyFans account. And the average, now listen, there are some big money makers in the world of OnlyFans. It's a $1 billion thing. I don't know if it's an industry or a product, but it's billions of dollars are circling through that damn app. The average OnlyFans user or account holder makes about $150 to $800 a month, you know, walking around in your underwear, you know. Men and women, it's not just women. I think women make most money, but yeah. men make it too. So you're looking at about $9,600 a year, just extra income, just, you know, set up an account so that you can wash your feet and have people watch you wash your feet. So like, there's a lot of weird quirks that people follow, and OnlyFans is a perfect setup for that. So number five is OnlyFans. At number four, I have food delivery, like DoorDash or Grubhub. Food delivery, you would think you would require a car, which it would help. But Edge, I'm telling you, the other day I was at a Starbucks. I came out, dude had a moped, and his moped was surrounded by 8 or 9, 10 bags of Grubhub deliveries. And you could tell that dude was making at least $500 that night alone on a couple of hours of work. So the average food driver, if they do 40 hours, if they did 20 hours a week, they're making about $300, you know, a week or more, depending on how many hours you put in. So that's just extra income that you can get, you know, on the side for a couple of hours work. At number three, similar, but not exactly, it's Uber driver. This requires you to have a car. The average income, like on a weekend, if you just worked a weekend for an Uber driver, I think there was a poll on this, you make $500 just for working a weekend. That's an extra $2,000 a month. That's an extra $24,000 a year just for working weekends. And you can up that or lower that because you control your schedule. You can turn when you're working and turn off when you're not working. So you get to control at your pace when you want to work. So you're not on anyone else's clock but your own. Number two, this is big, and that's being a dog walker. Now, ever since I got a dog, I'm like, I need somebody else to walk my dog because I am too busy to walk my own dog. And there are hundreds upon thousands of other people out there who have dogs and who need dog walkers because they have full-time jobs. They're away from their homes and dogs need attention. Dogs can't be locked up in the house all that time because they're going to eat up everything. They're going to chew up everything. They're going to pee everywhere. Unless you want that to happen, you may need to find yourself a dog walker. And on average, a dog walker makes about $25 for every 30-minute walk. 30-minute walk, you make $25 an hour. And on the average, I think they're working about 14 hours. So that's about $2,300 a month extra, about $28,000 a year if you keep that consistent. And all you have to do is walk. And that's for one dog. I've seen it where people, especially living in the New York area, you see people five or six dogs at a time walking a dog. And you can make really good money off of that. And at number one, you mentioned this, and I think this is very easy because it's similar to like OnlyFans, but I think it's maybe not as controversial. But number one for me is affiliate marketing. Amazon has an affiliate marketing program that's free. All you have to do is sign up for the account and set it up. And all the work for you to get money is for all the work that you put in. Set up an account, find your products. And like you mentioned earlier, Edge, start within your network. Oh, you're already buying that paper towel or that toilet paper or that toothpaste? Use my affiliate account because I have it in my storefront. And boom, easy money. I mean, it sounds like a pyramid scheme, but I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to do anything else but that. Just sign up an account online. Amazon makes it a very easy process. And there's other companies or other companies that do affiliate marketing, but Amazon, I think, is the most known and the most accessible. I think Walmart does something similar as well. And that's my list, Edge. Who do you want to hear from next?
We're going to go with So-So Juve.
In the building. So I took a different approach from the Logical Genius, and I can't wait to talk about it during cross-examination. For me, mm-hmm. when I talk side hustles, we're talking, the way my list is delivered is it's for particular people. Because some people might not be comfortable with some other things. So at number five, I have being a referee. So if you're into sports, be a referee. You can ref the local high school game, whether it's basketball, football, whatever it may be. The average ref makes $16.52 an hour. If you're into sports, if that's your passion, and you're looking for a little side hustle for the weekend, be a referee. At number four, I also have dog walker or dog sitter. The average dog sitter, from my statistics, I don't know. He didn't break it down to hourly, but I got $16.41 an hour. You know, ref was $16.52, dog walker $16.41. But if you're into pets, if that's your passion, that's what you love to be in, be a dog walker, be a dog sitter. As Logical Genius has put out there, there is a need. Please, I was visiting a friend, and she was just like, yeah, my dog sitter got COVID, so I can't really be out too long. So, like, people got to understand, like, people's pets are like their kids. Yep.
First world problems.
Yes, there's definitely an industry for it. At number three, if you're kind of a sociable person, I say, and you like to drive, take it to Uber. So I also have Uber on my list as a side hustle. You can kind of pick your hours, pick when you want to be on the road, when you don't want to be on the road. You fully have control. And I think that that's the thing that I appreciate the most about Uber, is kind of having the control as to when you want to work. At number two, this is for my knowledgeable people, right? People that might have a knowledge base that they want to share and that is their passion. I say tutoring online. Be an online tutor. I actually signed up to be an online tutor. I put a whole presentation together. I made about $22 an hour. So it's actually a pretty good high paying to be an online tutor. And if math is your thing, believe you me, our kids need some help in math. If reading is your thing, then let reading be your thing. So online tutor. And once again, you can kind of pick when you want to sub in and sub out. And at number one, and this is a sneaky one and it's very, very specific. And that is be an overnight direct service worker at a group home. All right. So people like group home. Oh, no. Like, I don't want to be dealing with restraints and this, that, the third. But the beauty about working the overnight shift, they're sleeping. So I remember, like, I was on the stage and I was writing my jokes. I would just pick up shifts on the overnight shift and I would actually be getting paid to do what I actually wanted to do, which was write jokes. And I found a way to support my passion through my side hustle. So that right there is my 5 cents on the topic. Up next, you're gonna hear from the Pink Bunny.
So I structured my list differently, of course, because I'm the bitch online sniper. I don't do things like the way So Juve and Logical Genius does it. I do it my own way. And I have five very distinct, very different ways to make money. Now, you might not make as much as an OnlyFans account, as much as a overnight group home watcher, babysitter. But there's five very distinct ways. And number five, I have investing in stocks that pay dividends, right? And the reason I have is at number five and not higher, because people sometimes are not very comfortable with the stock market. You could do it from your phone. You could do it from your computer. There's easier ways to do it. You don't need a broker. But some people are still scared, so that's why I have a number five, right? You may not make a lot of money. You may not have a lot of money to start. But if you have like $5 or $10, you can invest in the stock and get paid some dividends. And you can slowly start to see your income grow. It's not much because you need some sort of money to make money, but it's a way. And number four, another easier way to make money is do an online survey, right? Sometimes it's time consuming, but it doesn't take any skill, doesn't take any smarts. You're just clicking on the mouse based on your opinion, and there's plenty of platforms that do it. Some pay a little, some pay a lot. Take an online survey. If you don't have it in a computer, that's fine. There was a time I didn't have a computer. I have the internet in my house. So what I do, I went to the local library. You can sit at the local library on their computer, do the same online survey, Doesn't take much. And number three, I have flipping items. There's a lot of times where you might outgrow clothes, you might put on weight, lose weight, you have old clothes that are still good. You could go to a garage sale that your neighbors have it. Pick up some of their junk, clean it, refurbish, sell it online, Facebook Marketplace, offer up, let go, flip old items. Yesterday's trash is someone else's treasure. There's a whole show about it called Antique Roadshow, where they go to these things, they find these old items, they refurbish it. And number two, I have TaskRabbit. You might need help putting together some IKEA furniture. You might need some help painting a house. You go online. You might need help walking a dog, as these fellas mentioned. You do different things. You can set your own schedule, figure out what you want to do. It's not really a huge commitment. When you have some free time, want to make some extra money, be a tasker. And number one, I mean, these guys said it. I lumped it all into one, is work a second job. Work a second job, right? My favorite second job is bartending. Super fun. There's music. There's people. There's parties. But I've also waited tables. That's all I did is work as a bartender. I think that's all the second jobs I've had. But there's tons of second. Oh, no, I used to work at Macy's. I used to work at retail.
Okay.
But if you do work at a store, my one piece of advice is work at a store that you don't want to spend your money in. Don't work at a clothing store and then spend your check buying clothes. Don't work at Burger King and want to eat all the burgers. Work at a store where you don't like it. So that's my 5 cents and 5 very distinct different ways to have a side hustle.
All right. So, Edge, what's going to happen is we're going to wait until next week to get into what we call cross-examination. It gives you some time to really ponder what has been said to you, because I know a lot has been said. So we will tune in next week to see what we got for a cross-examination. And then Edwin from the Edge of Freedom will have to decide who's in third and who is first. On top of that, we get to hear his 5 cents on the topic, the people poll, and the ChatGPT poll. So I will see you all next week. Have a good night.